Corn and soybeans are both moving a little higher and trying to claw on to some positive momentum. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids, extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures right now fractionally higher. Soybean futures fractionally to a penny higher on the overnight, losing some ground from earlier in the evening where soybeans were trading just a little bit higher, a couple cents. We'll take a look at those numbers coming up here very shortly. Overnight, the corn and soybeans did decline a little bit. Wheat was trading higher a little bit. The basis for corn and soybeans and red winter wheat and soft winter wheat are remaining steady. Right now, traders are taking profits, which paused the market lower here on Wednesday. China purchased another large amount of U.S. soybeans. Meanwhile, the EIA's weekly petroleum status report showed ethanol production increased again from the previous week. Today will be a busy day from economic data releases, starting at 7:30 with the employment and wage data for September. USDA releases their export sales for the week ending October 2nd, and later USDA will publish its first monthly livestock slaughter report since September. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 254 points. European and Asian markets are also trading higher here this morning. Cattle futures took it a little bit on the chin yesterday as cash traded lower in the country. November feeder cattle did close higher, though, with Thursday the last trading day for the contract. Hogs rebounded from Tuesday's losses, with technical trading the main focus. Opening cattle calls will be lower to mix. Hogs look to be higher. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
December corn up a half at 4:30 and a quarter. March up 3/4 at 4:42 and a quarter. January beans up a quarter cent, 11:36 and a half. March up a half cent at 11:45 even. Soy meal down up dime at 3:18.80. Soy oil down 3 cents at 51.07. Chicago wheat up 4.5 at 5:41 and a quarter. Kansas winter wheat up 2 1/4, 5:17 3/4. Kansas spring wheat up 6.5 at 5:46 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat is trading up a penny right now at 5:82 1/4. Oats down 3 cents at 3:08 1/2. Live cattle and feeder cattle were down triple digits yesterday. Lean hogs up double digits. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.